the lion do what she wants to, leave her wild and overgrown. And when I'm sure
by... CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
Going back to 1981, that was R.E.M. with their first single, Radio Free Europe. And what we heard there was the original Hibtone single release, which appears on their 1988 compilation album, Eponymous. And the band later re-recorded Radio Free Europe for the first album, 1983's Murmur. And R.E.M. initially thought that the Hibtone version sounded too murky, and guitarist Peter Buck apparently broke a copy of that first single, then nailed it to a wall, but As time passed, the band stated that the Hiptone version, quote-unquote, crushed the other one like a grape. So despite the improvement in playing professionally, the feel from that re-record was a bit too sedate. But both versions definitely highlighted R.E.M.'s early sound. Jangling guitars, tight rhythms, and Michael Stipe's mumbled lyrics. And in the background, this is off the 1992 single Drive, which itself came off the album Automatic for the People. So this is R.E.M. with Winged Mammal Theme, and originally pitched to Warner Brothers as a possible theme for the Tim Burton sequel, Batman Returns. Likely not in the form as we hear it right now, a finalized orchestral version, but you can tell from the vague vocals that it could be Batman. Winged Mammal Theme has found a new life as one of the themes used for the Weather Channel's local forecasts in the States. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's shiny, happy community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. Ooh, things went a little quiet there. That's what I get for taking a look at things a little early there. So yeah, we're on Shaw 88.5. So my name's Gak, and I'll be ghetto blasting Disintegrating until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So we're going to profile some more songs from one of the great bands out of Athens, Georgia. And in light of the recent announcement that R.E.M. was breaking up after 30 years together. And then towards 8:40 or so, we'll take a look at Calexico and their score for the recent Irish police film, The Guard. But we're going to start off a little harsher with the band aptly called The Noisettes, but not the French word for hazelnuts, which I think is noisette. And they're a trio of London, mixed Indian soul, and they're in the midst of recording their third album. But we're going to hear a song that's appeared on various European commercials. So from 2009's Wild Young Hearts, here are The Noisettes with Never Forget You on CITR 101.9 FM.
Watch you drinking rum or whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I got your message, by the way. I'm calling in sick today. I was so serious.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And before that, Friends of CITR promo there, we heard from Ms. Louise Burns, and that's off her debut album, Mellow Drama Towards, with Drop Names, Not Bombs. And Burns was a former member of the band Lilix here, but she wanted to write off on her own to write and play 50s, 60s style pop, citing Buddy Holly as an influence. And she's going to resume her national tour in November, playing a dozen dates in Southern Ontario as word of Melodrama becomes greater. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Up next, our lo-fi duo out of New Jersey, Slow Animal, released their self-titled EP for free through Bandcamp last year, but they're in the midst of working on a new album at present and one track they've released into the wild last month. So here is Slow Animal with Heatwave.
Yeah.
Minneapolis. That was White Sand / Badlands with Angels on a Pinhead, and you can find that off last year's self-released Seeding the Clouds album. Wish I could tell you more about that, but at the very least, it is a five-member collective at this point. And at some point, there were two alumni. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Erica M. Anderson is a singer-songwriter from South Dakota who goes by her initials, E-M-A. She used to be a member of the Folky Drone Act Gowns before the band disbanded, and she released a cassette last year called Little Sketches on Tape. But this year, she became widely known with her debut album, Past Life, Martyred Saints, and its lead single, California. What we're going to do is we're going to pick one of the first songs that she wrote for that album, which deals with self-mutilation. So here's EMA, or Emma, with Marked.
Every time he touched me, left a mark.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on that said radio station. And what we just heard there from Nova Scotia was Amakaba, with Some People Say You're No Good. And Amakaba features Dan Miller, who was one half of the fuzz band Amon Ra. He might actually still be. Then that song appears on his self-titled debut, which you can grab off Bandcamp or pick up through Sweet Rot Records. After this set, we're actually dip into a little bit of an REM profile, but first off, from Austin, this is Pure X. They used to play under the name Pure Ecstasy before a San Francisco cover band came with the same name claimed trademark. And the trio, now known as Pure X, released their debut album Pleasure earlier this year through Acephal Records, and they're still touring after their visit here in Vancouver in May. After some shows through California and their native Texas, they're off to Europe for the rest of 2011. So from Pleasure, this is Pure X with Twisted Mirror. Thank you. from Melbourne, Australia. Those were the Twerps. That was Dreamin', off their self-titled debut, due October 18th through Chapter Music and Underwater Peoples. And the Twerps show a strong influence in garage pop. And then REM, who we are actually going to profile next here on Exploding Head Movies. But if you want to keep your concert calendar tuned and otherwise keep track of things, we've got this information from one of our great venues here in Vancouver.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple, a supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Annamie Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Off their album Life's Rich Pageant, which was recently re-released as part of its 25th anniversary, that was REM with Underneath the Bunker, a dark, vaguely ethnic European cabaret piece, reportedly inspired by a visit to a Greek restaurant the hours before recording it. It also sports a little bit of a possible influence in 1986 tour mates Camper Van Beethoven. And in the background, this is a little something from 1996's New Adventures in Hi-Fi, one of their instrumentals. This is Zither, recorded in the dressing room of the old Philadelphia Spectrum. And the next few sets here on Exploding Head Movies will profile the recently folded band. Provided a massive influence over the past 30 years as a gateway band for a different type of independent sound, fusing various southern styles into an arty rock. And REM formed in 1980 after Michael Stipe went to the record store that Pierre Buck worked at and discovered a mutual interest in 1970s New York punk with a bit of that 60s Birds sound. Soon, both of them met fellow University of Georgia students Mike Mills and Bill Berry, who played bass and drums, respectively, since high school together. And the first performance was for a friend's birthday party in a church. And where after they'd been using various band names prior to that, they picked REM randomly from a dictionary. Picking just a handful of the songs was tough for this big REM fan, but pared this list down just to these few. And we're going to start off with a song off the first album I ever picked up, which was 1991's Out of Time, known better for its breakout hit Losing My Religion. But we're going to play something that from the back half, and it's reportedly, and actually on paper, one of Michael Stipe's favorite songs. So we're going to listen to Country Feedback. So listener discretion is advised. Occasionally a couple little F-bombs appear here and there.
What you could have had, crazy what you could have had.
And then from the elegiac Automatic for the People, there's R.E.M. with Starmie Kitten. And there's a version of that song that features William S. Burroughs on vocals a year prior to the Beat Poet's death. Actually, no, he died in 1998, if I recall. So that was about 6 years, because Automatic for the People came out in 92. And in the background, this is one of the instrumental B-sides from Life's Rich Pageant. Release, this is Rotary 10. R.E.M. released their first 5 albums through the label IRS, whereby they developed first a local then regional following before college radio picked up on them. And once they were signed to Warner Brothers, they managed to get international exposure, gaining a high profile in Europe and Japan. In the midst of the 1996 Monster Tour, various band members became ill, most notoriously drummer Bill Berry. He got an aneurysm on stage while playing in Lausanne, Switzerland. And in the midst of recording what would eventually become New Adventures in Hi-Fi, that was the last album that Berry participated in, so he retired from music in 97. Berry insisted that R.E.M. continue as a trio, which they did, starting with 1998's Up until this very year, relying on touring drummers and then drum machines. This next track is based on one of their biggest hits, Man on the Moon, and based on the popularity of that song, R.E.M. was asked to help soundtrack the person who is referred to in the song, which is Andy Kaufman. There's a biographical film of the same name made in 1999, and R.E.M. actually came up with the score, and amongst all the various orchestral cues, this song actually became their biggest single in the UK, which was a pseudo-sequel to the country-fied Kaufman tribute. So you can find this on the Man in the Moon soundtrack, but you can also find it on their In Time compilation with that big blue moon. So here's R.E.M. with The Great Beyond.
Watch the stars fall silent from your eyes. All the sights that I have seen. I can't believe that I believed. I wish that you could see. There's a new planet in the solar system. Nothing up my sleeve. I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs. I'm tossing up punchlines that were never there. Over my shoulder a piano falls. Crash into the ground. In all this talk of time, talk is fine. Can't we pantomime? Just close our eyes and sleep sweet dreams. Me and you with wings on our feet. I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs. I'm tossing up punchlines that were never there. Over my shoulder.
Blast, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Hey, now, take your pills and hey, now, make your breakfast. Hey, now, comb your hair and off to work. Crash, land, no illusions, no collision, no intrusion. My imagination run away. I know.
From their most recent, at this point, final studio album, Collapse Into Now, that was R.E.M. with Uberlin, combining Uber and the city of Berlin, where they partly recorded that album. And after a bit of declining musical cachet during the 2000s, R.E.M. staged a comeback with 2008's Accelerate, which featured a mean rock vibe harping back to their earlier days. And then, yeah, Collapse Into Now, their final album. In the background here, this is from off Automatic for the People. This is New Orleans Instrumental number 1. So it was on September 21st that REM announced their end as a recording band after 31 years together. Commits the label completed. They didn't want a tour for Collapse Into Now, and there was idle talk of label issues being part of the reason for the breakup. But, I mean, 31 years, it's quite some time. And actually the past decade or so, they managed to threaten to dissolve many a time. Next month, REM will release a compilation called Part Lies, Part Heart, Part Truth, Part Garbage, 1982 to 2011. Title taken from a Peter Buck quote in 1988, and it will be the first compilation to feature songs from both the IRS days and Warner Brothers years, so it will feature some Bill Berry, some not. And the double album will also include the final three songs that REM recorded, originally intended to be part of their first self-released album, but then they quit. Buck's already been working on multiple bands over the past couple of years, including the Minus Five and Baseball Project. Mills has recently indicated that he's looking into a solo album, but no word how far down the line he's looking. No word what Stipe's up to, but photography and film production remain active interests on his part. And Barry has been a soya farmer in Georgia since he left the band, but he's remained in touch with the rest of REM all this time, since everyone remains friends to this day. My name is Gak, this is Exploding Head Movies. We'll profile the soundtrack to The Score Guard after this.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
the background, this comes off the 2007 tour EP, or CD, Toolbox. This is Calexico and The Road Back. And Calexico formed by Joey Burns and John Convertino through the University of California, Irvine in 1990. They played in Giant Sand together and Friends of DeMartinez. And 1996, Calexico was formed, taking the name from a border town, Mexico. They grew to six-piece, playing what some people call desert noir, fusing a little bit of Latin with country, jazz, and post-rock for a distinctive dark sound. So as a result of this sound, Calexico were chosen to score the Irish black comedy The Guard, which we're going to profile here. And they replaced the expected Gaelic pan flutes and other sort of Celtic instrumentation. And, yeah, a little bit of a mock heroic bluster sort of kicks in with what we'll hear. So this is probably the biggest indie film out of Ireland ever at this point. It stars a character actor, Brendan Gleeson, known for some roles in the Harry Potter series, 28 Days Later, and the very funny In Bruges. And then there's also Don Cheadle in as well. And The Guard is a story about a reluctant small-town cop, negligent in most of his duties, but somehow an international drug smuggling ring falls into his lap. So there's going to be a few dialogue cues here from the film, and Gavin Walker, host of the Jazz Show, has already stated that this is probably his favorite film of the year so far. So here's Calexico. We'll start off with Black Car, Black Knight, and let's see how many of these little cues we can go through before 9 o'clock.
It's not what is on the outside that counts, it's what is on the inside. Eating away at you.
Thank you.
I like sharks. They're soothing.
So we started off with Black Car, Black Knight. Then we heard a bit of a Morricone type thing going on there as it became Boyle Gets Dressed. Then we heard a little bit of discussion there with Boyle and McBride discussed motives. Then we heard Bourbon in the Jar, Into the West, Malice Forethoughts, and in the background here, I Like Sharks. And currently right now, The Guard is playing at International Villages Cinemas on Pender and then Festival Cinemas on Fifth Avenue. And Calexico provided the score here, and if you're big into them, they also did the music for last year's film Circo, which is available through iTunes, and their most recent album proper, it's 2008's Carried to Dust through Quarterstick Records, which featured Iron and Wine and one of the guys from Tortoise. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week, coming up at 9 p.m., so that's 5 minutes away. It's got the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He'll guide you midnight, then Mr. Pantherbone with Take You to 1 a.m. with Canada Post Rock. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca. You also go to iTunes, look for CITR there. Look for Exploding Head Movies. You can look for Exploding Movies on Facebook. And you can catch up on past shows. And we'll usually post videos from some of the films that pop up and some other news that way. So next week, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to be out. So I'm going to pre-record a show. It's going to be Mr. Oiseau. And a bit of French weird music that way. And he actually did the soundtrack to a recent film, a low-budget horror film by the name of Rubber. So we're going to close off with the last song that Bill Berry appeared on with R.E.M. And with what could be called an early career capping song. And this is going to be from 1996's New Adventures in Hi-Fi. And this song is going to be called Electrolyte. So take care, Vancouver. Stay warm, and hopefully the winds have calmed down a bit there. So not everything will fly off. So, adieu.
Your eyes are burning holes through me. I'm gasoline. I'm burning clean. 20th century gold sleeve. To sing that is obscene, that is obscene. You are the star tonight, sun electric out of sight, light eclipse the moon tonight, electrolyte, you're out of sight. If I ever want to fly Mulholland Drive, I am alive. Hollywood is under me. I'm Martin Sheen. I'm Steve McQueen. I'm Jimmy. You are a star tonight, sun electric out of sight, light eclipse the moon tonight, electrolyte, you're out of sight. Look down there.
I'm out of here.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by.
Well, I think you should know by now that you are listening to CITR. We're also on Shaw 88.5 and on your friendly computer, www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.